to drink wine, not to get drunk.
Okay.
That's a shaila in the Achronim. How are you, Makayim Marbim B'Simcha? That's a shaila.
Oh, you mean how do you mean? From a Kodesh?
Yeah, what does it mean?
Oh.
That there's another shaila. If it starts another hour.
I tried asking that book, Jack Sikha, from my brother.
Yeah, he said his father used to drink wine every day. In Adar.
Only in Adar, right?
Yeah. In Adar, that day he was Makayim Marbim B'Simcha by drinking a little wine every day.
Cypher?
Yeah. That's what his son says. Others say you don't have to do anything, it means just.
You have a court case with a gun.
Not yet. That's not Marbim B'Simcha.
You win.
Maybe they should have the re-elections now in Adar.
Did they? Is that what they happened? Then?
They didn't Paskin yet.
They put it off.
Supposed to the Paskin this afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. What happened?
I didn't hear anything, but they're supposed to bring out the Paskin.
But the Psak might be only that they're taking the case.
According to this wonderful newspaper Chazak, which is so authoritative.
There's only one good thing in that paper.
Yeah,
only one good thing in that paper.
You'll
see next week.
I know, but I'm sure I learned it. I can't remember. Even until when they basically had the Uber and the Kodesh, I also forgot.
Let me call Nehemiah. I'm surprised my son didn't call me. He like monitors all the news for me.
Could be they slept it out again.
Are you sure they were supposed to pass into them?
Hi.
The people in my shir say that there was supposed to be a pluck today about the Shemesh. Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
it's on news, no news. He monitors all the news.
I heard from other places.
Okay. Are we learning?
Yeah.
2 minutes and. Night of Av, Perek Yitzayim, Thursday night, Or Lelamed Shvat, Or Yom Aleph Shel Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph. It's a Shaila about Adar Aleph. The longest year of the Jewish calendar.
The longest year possible.
With his two Adars, and Cheshvan and Kislev each have 30 days.
This year?
Yeah. The Cheshvan and Kislev is gone already. Now we're embarking on. For the next month, there will be no bar mitzvahs. Well, starting from Shabbos. Well, actually, we're having two bar mitzvahs in the Shul Shabbos, but they're both bar mitzvahs. Well, there will be no bar mitzvahs for the month of Av. 13 years ago, there was no two others. No bar mitzvahs for the next month. That's funny. We're celebrating that by having two bar mitzvahs in the shul this week.
Very good drasha material.
By the way, Gruen's son was born on Lamed Shvat. There are achronim. This is not going to. It doesn't make sense. Chas v'shalom. I don't know if that's the right word to use. There are achronim that say that if he's born Lamed Shvat, and the year of his Bar Mitzvah is when there's two Adars, since Lamed Shvat has a Shem, Rosh Chodesh Ador, so when he gets Bar Mitzvah, he has to wait till Lamed Ador Aleph. Lamed Ador Aleph. Rosh Chodesh Ador Beis. He was born Lamed Shvat. And today, tomorrow, tonight, now, Friday, is Lamed Shvat. Doesn't matter. So what's the din? So I paskin after doing the research. I'm letting him lane tomorrow, but for the next month he can't daven for the Amud. lead the benching. It's what? A shtickle twilight zone. He can't be counted for a minyan. He has to, in this month, he has to make sure he's not in a situation where there's nine people plus him. Now, he asked me the shayla 6 months ago.
Why
am I letting him lay? Because really a cotton could lay. First of all, I feel comfortable saying most poskim say it's in b'mitzvah lamed shvat.
Oh, really?
So I told him to be machmir, and he shouldn't be motzi anyone and anything. You have to be motzi in kiddush. You know, in benching, you shouldn't bench. You should be machmir for a month. Be machmir. But to let him lay, you know, it's funny because the kid feels like he's getting bar mitzvah. So I said to myself, first of all, most hold it's okay, he's bar mitzvah already. The other things are sort of optional. This would like really stare the kids. So I said, go with both poskim. And anyway, there are many sheep that hold a cotton could lay. So between that and that, yeah, they're splitting the lining.
But the Rav didn't want to make a chila between make the minions do money. Make the minions do money and make and like a motzing on bench to the right.
Minions do rabbanon, but you're not going to say yesh me rabba. But no, I didn't want to do that. I told him to be machmir this month. L'chumra, he should be considered himself a cotton. Lamed shvat. Lamed shvat and the year of the bar mitzvah, that's the case. That's a classic case. Lama Chvat, the year of the bar mitzvah, there's two adults. It's really a pella. It's very hard to understand. And that's what some achronim saying. It's very hard to understand. Because Lama Chvat is Lama Chvat. Like, just because it has a Shem, Rosh Chodesh Adar, but so what? Okay. What? So you see, it's mamish very chash of Adar today. Adar. Okay, I'm trying to avoid learning right this night. Why it's Thursday night? What are they already doing Thursday night?
Best time.
Yeah, that's why. So if everybody in that shir would be from the Shmeitzer shir. Okay, not if the whole base mandush is empty or Thursday nights. That's our mishmar. So, thanks to Reb
Yeshua,
man, I realized that I was mistaken in the pshat in the Gemara in Kiddushin, that it's talking about, we don't know for sure she was a Begeres at the time she was Makadish herself. We don't know that for sure. She was found to be a Begeres afterwards. The irony is that Bimonavshach, if she was a Begeres in the morning, so she's Mukadeshes, so then she was a Begeres now, and she's Vadai Mukadeshes to the Sheni. Now you'll say, but she was maybe a Naira now. Okay, and she can't be Mekadesh herself. Okay, but that means she's Mukadesh, she was certainly a Naira in the morning. She's Mukadesh with the father. So that's what Dr. Sajid says, that's what Tysus' point is. Tysus' point is you can't deal with each Sofek separately and use a Cheskas Penuya. You know, even though the Lashon Tosis Taka would be Moira, like a person would think, even though you pointed out it doesn't really make any sense that a Monavshah, that she's Mekudeshes at 5 o'clock, negates a Cheskas Penuya of 2 o'clock. Like, why should that be the case? It's not like the Shnei Shvilin. Well, maybe it is. Well, no, if you have Shnei Shvilin, if one person walks in Shnei Shvilin, maybe Tosfos does mean that, and I'm thinking now, let me throw out at you a theoretical case. You know one of two Shvilin are Tomei. One person walked in both. That's not too hard to get. One person walked in both. So, it's clear you're not going to use a Cheskos type, but each one's a Sofek. So you're not going to say Cheskos Tyra on each one, because you know that he's Monoshech Tomei. Yeah? But let's say he walked in one at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And he walked in the other one at 5 o'clock. So, maybe someone would say that according to this Tosfos, Yitaka cannot use a Cheskos Taira to say that he first became Tomei at 5 o'clock, because the Cheskos Taira has been blown out of the water by the fact that he Manav Shech is Tomei. And I could see someone Taka learning in Tosfos that way. The Atmos Yosef is coming to say that that's not what Tosfos means. But it's not so. You said it was a milsa de tmiya, but now I'm thinking maybe it's not such a milsa de tmiya. You can't use Cheskos Taira on a person when you know that there's a monav shach that's going to negate the Cheskos Taira, so you're using it selectively. You're using it for the 2 o'clock safek, but you, it's not fair.
It doesn't become a monav shach until
5
o'clock.
He didn't come to Bezin yet. He came to Bezin at 6 o'clock. So maybe someone reading Tosfos would say you can't use Cheskos Taira because there's a Miman of Shach that doesn't allow the Chazaka, so you don't use it for one of the two Sfeikas. I don't think it's so rachok. Anyway, but that's not Pshat in Tosfos. Now we're saying you could and you would, and the Shmaitzer uses it for his case, and you use the Cheskas Pnuya to say that there's two chazakas, and therefore even though it's Trey or Trey, she's Mekudeshes to the second one, because you do use the two chazakas, the Cheskas Pnuya and the Cheskas Katnus, to say that she's not Mekudeshes to guy number one. So the Shmaitz is dealing with the Cheskas Pnuya because there's a Miman of Shah, and you have this Tosfos. Saying that's what Yosef doesn't mean, that's what Yosef says Tosfos doesn't mean that. Tosfos only means in this particular case, because the Cheskas Pnuya of each one says the other one is a good Kiddushin. Now the Cheskas Pnuya of the night one, let's call it, we'll start with that. The Cheskas Pnuya of the night one that says, oh, so she was a Naira. If she was a Naira, she was a Mekudeshes to the father in the morning. And the Cheskas Pnuya of the morning, which says she's a Boigeres, says, oh, okay, so she's a Mekudeshes at night. Okay? That's the Pshat and Tosfos, says in the Mukhi Yosef. Not a more general klal of this Monavshach, so you can't use Chazakah. Okay. Very good. Thank you. Very
case?
Clear. Very clear.
So the other case, as you might be saying,
now that we have that with Yosef, so getting back to the Maritz case, we could use, but here we're not using Cheskas Pnuya really. We're using it, we could use Cheskas Pnuya in the first Kiddushin, right? I mean, that's what that with Yosef really speaks out, but if a lady goes and does a Sofek Kiddushin to person number one, and then she does what an act which would presumably be, if not for Kedusha number one, Kedusha Vadai, for person number two. So you do use Cheskas Pnuya to say that she's Mekudeshes to the second guy, not to the first. You do use Cheskas Pnuya to say to Paskin the first Safek. But obviously you can't use Cheskas Pnuya for the second one, because the second one is like a Vadai act of Kedusha. So here also in the Maritz case, there's a Cheskas Pnuya saying that she's not Mekudeshes to the first guy, that she was a Gedoyla then. And here it's more complicated because it's Trey or Trey, and you're using really two Chazakas to say she's not Mekudeshes to the first guy, the Cheskas Pnuya and the Cheskas Katnus. Shmaitzer spent the first half of the Perek, and not really the first half. Shmaitzer is coming out against the Maritz in that a Cheskas Katana as a Din Chazaka, and now he turns attention to the Cheskas Pnuya, and that's really very Cheskas. No, the Cheskas Katana has the problem of Chazaka Solishtanos. So Shmaitzer holds it's a perfectly valid Chazaka. Then he deals with the Cheskas Pnuya, and he says, well, anybody would tell me that there's a Tosfos in Kedushin that says you don't have a Cheskas Pnuya here either, so that's why he brought down that Tosfos. Okay.
And by the way, a Cheskas Pnuya and a Cheskas Tana is not really the Shoresh one Chazaka?
No.
What's a Cheskas Pnuya basically saying? She was born, she wasn't married. Yeah. You know? Because it's kind of saying that when she was born, so she was little, and then gradually got bigger, no?
So that's two chazakas.
But it's saying two different things, not the same.
Yeah, one saying she's a katana, one saying she's a pnuya.
Ah, they're two different pieces of information. Okay.
Yeah. One's a cheskas din and one's a cheskas aguf. Maybe you have two different chazakas. The ain lahakshos. Right, the ain lahakshos. That's where we're up to the end of Perek Yud Zayin. Towards the end, the ain lahakshos. Now, this is also very complicated. Not complicated, but it's not hard, but it's mesubach. You have to haltka. Okay. The Shmaitzer is going to say, I lechora have a Gemara that by Trey or Trey you don't follow even two chazakas. You don't follow chazaka even if it's two chazakas. I just said it's so that by Trey or Trey you don't follow chazaka, but if it's two chazakas you do follow the chazakas. But now lechora have a Gemara not like that. What's the Gemara? So we learned the Gemara already. We all know about Saras Erva, it's Pturim and Ayibum. And the Gemara says that if Makul and Shoyu Behen Kiddushin and Gerishin be Sofek, but the Erva to Sorotsei and Cholzos the Lomus Yamos, right? Lomus Yamos because maybe she's a Tzoros Erva, and Cholzos because maybe she is not a Tzoros Erva. So what's the case of Sofek Kiddushin? Sofek Kiddushin and the Erva, right? So Zorik La Kiddushin, Sofek Korav Law, Sofek Korav Law. That's the case of Sofek Kiddushin. So the Gerishin is really cases where to get this puzzle in the Rabbana. There's no Zman, no Edim, whatever the case is. We're only calling it a Sufik. It's like a borrowed Lashon. Really it's to get this puzzle in the Rabbana. Same thing. So we're saying Choltzos v'lo Misyamos. The Gemara says, why don't you just say by Gerishin also, Sufik Korav Loi, Sufik Korav Loh. Why do you have to go make fancy ukimtus? So the Gemara says, you know, I am a rabba, ishazu the tzoras erva is becheskas hetal shukai medes because she's becheskas tzoras erva. Right? Remember we had this barichus in the previous mitzvah that she's becheskas hetal shuk, even though now she's an eishas ish, but she's becheskas hetal for such a time when the baal will die. Misofik at the bala oisra. Altas Renam Yisofik. Right, that's the Gemara. There's a Cheskas Patur. Then the Gemara asks, okay, the actual law, I'm reading from the Shmaitzer now. The Gemara asks, what are you telling me by if you give a get, Sofik Korav Loi, Sofik Korav Law, she's the Cheskas Saras Erva, Bilu Begeris, Sofik Korav Loi, Biloi Tznan? It says that that's called a Sofik. It's a sofek. We don't say. So why can't Kailetas Belongus Yabemes be a reflection of this also? Why are you insisting that she's Becheskas Saras Erva? And therefore that case wouldn't fit. Right? That's what the Gemara asked. You're insisting that case wouldn't fit. And that's why we have to say it's a possible with the Rabbanon. But here we have a Gemara, a Mishnah, that says something, again, something Karavloi, something Karavloi, is called a something Mugureshus. Marmina Lamai Hilchasa, Mugureshus means the Ikoyanu Asuralo, and it says the Tsoras Erva, the Erva Sarasa, Moi Chalitza. So you see clearly not like Rabba. That a Sufik Gerishin, the Tzara needs Chalitza. And you don't say, Becheskas Hedda L'Shukai Medes. So there's a stira between the Mishnah in Gittin and the Mishnah in Yavamas. The Gemara answers. Umishani, the Gemara answers. Itmar Allah, Rabba Rav Yosef, the Ami Tarvayu, Ocha B'Shtei Kidei the Maskina, Bachas Ameris Korav Loi, Bachas Ameris Korav Law. Level is fake of the Arisa. If there's two kidiyadim, you can't go Boso Cheskas Hetel Lashuk. Because you don't go Boso Chazoka by Trey or Trey. But Masish and the Hocha and the Mishnah and Yavamis is Bekas Achas, meaning one aid says Korav Loi, and one eighth says Korah. Well, right, I mean, you could have two eighths, but it's right. That was taken.
Why did you say the one?
Just means you should go Basu Chazaka. You go Basu Chazaka to Rabban.
And there's two people kept here, people
then you don't have the right to the Rabban says.
Okay, and then what's the difference in the Mishnah? In the Sus and Da'aka.
Two Adam, only two Adam came, not two pairs of Adam. And they were arguing if it was Korah like Korah.
Each one of them, one says this.
Yeah, one says that.
There's no Adam.
Okay, no? There is Adam. They saw a guest being given. Okay, we're not going to do now. The more cool that something grab on, and you should go Basel Kazak. That's the what we want to know. Yeah. So the Mori answers, wait. Go by the Chok, Cheskos Hatel Lashuk. Cheskos Hatel Lashuk. Okay. The Hosom Nami Ikatarte Chazaka. The Choyer the two Chazakas Lahetar. There's the Tzora has a Cheskos Hatel Lashuk. Chodah Nami Tzora by Cheskos Hatel Lashuk. The Chodah Hamek Erva. The Cheska Shalon is Garsha. Remember, let's not forget about the lady who had a something Garsha. She has a Cheska Seishas Ish. Avi Chazoka Ma'alya, Chmashikot of Tzayzah on the Riyamah Shil. Ish Shazub Cheska Zeta Lashuk, Mizel Lashono. Okay, we'll see that. Stop. Before we see the Tzayzah. So the Etzim Kasha is Shmaitzah Kasha. The Chayyur do two Chazakas. The Gemara says clearly in Git, explaining the Gemara, the Mishnah in Git, that if it's Trey or Trey, then the Tzara needs Chalitza, and we understand that then that the Tzara needs Chalitza because it's Trey or Trey. In fact, the Shmaitzel Chayyur is two Chazakas, mitigating that there shouldn't be Chalitza. The Cheskos Hetel Lashuk, which Rabba introduced to us. And the Cheskos Eishes Ish of the Erva, who's the one with the Sofek, but maybe she wasn't the rest. Now,
Cheskos Eishes Ish.
Yeah,
Erva is
called Cheskos Eishes Ish. Called Cheskos Eishes Ish. And now he's going to prove that that Chazaka is relevant when you're clearing about the Erva. When telling about the Tzara, you can use the Cheskos Eishes Ish of the Erva. Because of Tois Hashem, to be a Maschel Yishuzub Cheskos Hetel Lashuk, he says, Tinach Kines V'chakakiv, should be married to Tzara first, and then he was Megarish to Erva. So then, she's Cheskos Hetel Lashuk, because she was a Cheskos Tzara Serva. But if he was Megarish to Erva first with the Safi Gerishim, and then he married the Tzara, so there was never a Cheskos Hetel Lashuk, because it was always Besafek, right? So how could Rabba say that the Cheskos Hetel Lashuk is Masra in every case? Sorry, that's not true. Tinach Kines Vachakach Girish, and the Girish Vachakach Kines Vahikala Neymar, Vishleimet Tzayis answers, and there's a different Chazaka, the Mikomu Komi Becheskos Hetel Lashuk, the Muki Hoherva Becheskos Shaloin is Garsha Ayan Shah. Right, so the im came bekinis v'chakach girish, he can tie the chazaka. Right, if there's one when it's girish v'chakach kines, then when it's kines v'chakach girish, it's two. Cheskos atzora b'cheskos hetel lashuk. Void cheskos oherva shalom is garsha. Right, so there's two chazakas. Then he says the whole lemandiyam amisum apeles. Myri afilu bekines v'chakach girish. You can't say that Rabbi of Yosef will say that it's only talking about girish v'chakach kines. Only, so there's only one chazaka, because there's a mandiyom of misum apeles. Too complicated to go into. Misum apeles holds that if you were married and you were tzaras erva, even if he was megarish the erva before he died, you still partner with a tzaras erva. You don't look at the Shas Misa, if she's a Tzara Serva, But even if she was a Tzara Tzareva in marriage, and the husband was a garished lady, the Erva, and then he died, she's Potter, the Tzara Tzareva. There's such a man, the Omer, that's called Miso Mapela, it's not Yisuin. I'm sorry, Yisuin Mapela, I'm sorry. No, no. Wait, the Vilmandim Miso Mapela. Wait. But if you hold the Suan Mapilin, then it can't be talking about Kineis Ulubasayim Girish, because then she would be Asur, anyway, even if he was Megarashai. So it's talking about Girish Ulubasayim Kineis. If you hold the Suan Mapilin, it's talking about Dafka Girish Ulubasayim Kineis. But if you hold Miso Mapeles, so it's talking about even Kineis Vachakach Girish. Right, the Gemara says that for favors. That if you hold Nisuin Mapilin, it must be talking about Girish Vachakach Kineis. But if you hold Nisuin Mapilin, it can be talking about Kineis Vachakach Girish. So Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef have to agree with that statement. So now it's back to Bishver. So if it's talking about even Kineis Vachakach Girish, the Maskan of Gemara is Nisuin Mapilin. So it can be talking about, Kineis Vachakach Girish. So then you have two chazakas. Okay, we'll stop here. It's suspense.